Okay, so yeah, I wanted to talk to you about Senate Bill 120, which you are one of the primary sponsors of. Can you tell me what that bill is for and what you guys are trying to do with it?
That bill has probably two main parts and one smaller part of it. The two main parts, the first part is deals with the inspections that are set out within the North Carolina Building Code. There's eight inspections, and they're spelled out pretty clearly when those inspections need to take place. I'm an engineer and have been a licensed home builder. My license is dormant right now. So we did this work for a number of years, and what has been happening, some of the counties and some of the municipalities have been adding extra inspections on there. They're not prescribed within the building code. Now, building code is a structural code to require that you build a house safe and you build it structurally sound, a house that will last, basically. And it's a minimum standard of building a house. So these inspections are set for you building that style house, that type of house, that structurally safe house. And to add more inspections and get outside the code muddles the code from county to county or region to region. And we feel that if there's a additional inspection that needs to take place, then there's a mechanism of which you go back to the Building Code Council, you plead your case, and you get that within the inspection schedule. Because if it's a good schedule, if it's a good inspection to start with, then the surrounding counties, whether it's a geology issue, whether it's a structural issue, whatever engineering technical issue, reason you're doing that extra inspection, we feel like that other counties will need to know that with similar geology, similar issues that they have. Maybe it's on the coast, maybe it's in the mountains. But other surrounding counties need to know that. And if we don't go through that process, then if it's a legitimate inspection, then the other surrounding areas don't know to do that inspection, so they're going to have some of the same problems.
Okay, gotcha.
You want to continue, Jeremy?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Second part of this is a building code cycle, how often they update the codes. Now, if you look at the updates on the codes recently, they've been more in the energy efficiency area. You know, a lot of the structural issues have already been handled. Engineering is engineering. You know, the physics and engineering have been around for thousands of years, and we've updated the code through the years to get to the point now where we have a very solid house. We understand geology we have in North Carolina. We understand the engineering, the structural issues on footers and those things. So a lot of that stuff has been in the code book for years. What you see now is a lot of this new products coming on and new standards coming on that are more set for energy efficiency. I personally want to see it become more of a structural safety code as it has been in the past, and really vet the differences and increases and decreases to the code. And we think that could be done more efficiently on a six-year basis versus a three-year basis. And in addition, most builders are single entities where the owner is the builder. So every time you increase, you do a three-year cycle versus a six-year cycle, it increases costs for them. It increases the cost of them because they have to have a code book, they have to be trained, they have to understand the differences, and then it actually increases because you're almost always adding stuff. You have to add costs to the house because you're adding more stuff. So we got to the point now, and you take the district I come from, for instance. You know, the district I come from is a fairly depressed area. But during my election, we had almost a 20% unemployment. Well, my folks have an issue where they have to build a certain standard size housing. Any increases due to new building codes, new products being, new things like that increases the cost of these houses. And it's really starting to place my folks out of being able to have a starter home, so to speak, a young couple. And then in addition, what it does to the builder, again, it increases costs for him because he's waiting for these codes. He has to put more money and time into learning it. He has to put more time into the new product. And it really drives the cost up and drives his business down. So those are the two main areas of the bill. The third one is to just allowing vision cables to be part of the inspection, just like we do phone cables.
Okay. So I know that this bill was delayed as far as like them taking a vote on it today. Why was that?
Like to, and part of that was we're trying to do better in bringing bills to the floor in a timely manner. We had an amendment to it that really is a technical amendment in its definition, But we really wanted to let the minority party look at the amendments, digest the amendments, and see if they had any questions. You know, I gave these amendments to Representative Hall and Representative Glazier this morning at about 8 o'clock. But we really wanted them to take it and digest it, make sure they didn't have any questions. So it's more of a timing issue to make sure those guys are okay with the bill. We don't want to rush this. It's not one of those time-sensitive bills. You know, we don't have dates out there that we're trying to hit. So we had the time. So the point was just give them the time to digest the amendment, give my folks the time to digest the amendment and the bill itself, and we can do it Monday.
Okay, so you got it scheduled for Monday.
Yeah, I think it's sometime next week, I'll say. I think it's Monday, but we said hold it off till next week sometime. And Monday, Tuesday time frame, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so I talked to Sierra Club earlier today about this bill, and they are opposed to it. And the reason they're opposed to it is because of the what they explained was the reducing the 3 years to 6 years, every 6 year changing the codes. And they said that basically that could put us behind the curve as far as like new energy efficiency, also like fire safety and everything involved in home building. What would you say to that?
I don't agree with the fire safety issue, but I think what their main issue is, they're using the fire safety code to use that as an issue to get around the energy efficiency issues. And we know what they're interested in. You know, the energy efficient codes are codes that are set there for, you know, are to me, again, let me back up on this. The building code is a structural safety code. You know, it's not an energy efficiency code. What we're doing, if we're not careful, and again, you take the latest energy standards we put in last session, that were enacted the session before mine, they were actually put in the building code last year. Those drove the cost of a house up from anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 a house, with a return that was in the order of a happy meal every month. So the return time is very long. So what I'm trying to do is look at the economics of building a house. How do we get folks into affordable housing? How do we get a young couple with a young family into affordable housing? And to do that, you make sure they have a safe home and a structurally sound home. And so if you look at what I'm interested in versus what the Sierra Club is interested in, is two different things. They're more on mandating and telling folks you have to do this energy efficiency. You have to have these triple-pane windows or double-pane windows, insulated windows, or you've got to have these things, as opposed to letting the homeowner decide that. Here's how to build a basic house. Now, do you want more insulation? Then you understand the cost of it. Do you want better windows, more insulated windows? Then you understand the cost of that. I'm more about putting those decisions in the hands of the homeowners and home builder rather than dictating it through a government entity.
Okay, gotcha. And you said, were you saying that because they do this this update every 3 years rather than every 6 years, you said that the housing costs range maybe between $3,000 to $10,000 more per house,
well,
I guess?
Because of the energy efficiency code we put in that was mandated prior to me getting in the legislature and implemented last year, the energy code, it increased the cost of a house anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
Okay, gotcha. Do you think that people will save money basically by using less energy in that case?
And they may, but that's not my decision. It's not my decision to mandate whether they want to save money. That's their decision. I can tell them if they build a house by the code of North Carolina, they will build a structurally sound house and a safe house. Now, if they want to save more energy on their power bill, that's really their decision.
Now, what if, like, you know, for coastal homes, like I'm over here in Wilmington, what if there are new advances in technology, say, for building safer homes?
There's a process in the code where if there's issues for, say, hurricane clips, there's a process to bring that to the building code council, and they can improve that and get that in the code outside the six-year cycle.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I'll let you go. I know you're real busy. And is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, sir. I've got to get in session. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy. Bye.
All right. Bye.